Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I'm David Smanek, joined by George Kurtz. Craig Mish taking the morning off. He'll be back with you guys a little bit later on Newswire on Sports Grid TV. George, it's a beautiful day. The sun is shining here in the Midwest. We have playoff basketball. The conference finals are going to begin this week. The baseball season is underway. Joey Gallo is losing fly balls in the sun. The Mets are a first-place team. How are things out there in Staten Island?
Staten Island, just hurting me. Long Island.
Long Island. There we go. Yeah, Long Island.
Staten Island's about maybe 2 hours to the west of me. Anyway, things are good. You said second round NHL playoff hockey starting tonight. Looking forward to that. We got three doubleheaders today in Major League Baseball. I kind of like it, Davis. Since they missed the first week of the season, we have a couple of doubleheaders a week now automatically because they try to make up those games during the season. So it's nice. Three doubleheaders today. Yes, I realize one of the doubleheaders is because the Mets got rained out last night. And I don't know about – City Field's about an hour away from me. Didn't rain here. They canceled that game by 3 o'clock. Didn't rain here. Maybe it did there. It's a possibility. It does happen, but no rain here.
Yeah, no rain. You're right. The conference semifinals in the NHL getting underway. I will be in attendance on Monday for the Colorado Avalanche at St. Louis Blues game 4. I'll be there in my Gabriel Landeskog jersey. I will I will report back on how that goes. Maybe you'll be on next week and we can get a report from that game. We have headlines today. The NBA Eastern Conference Finals tip off tonight. Miami is 1.5 point favorites at home. I am kind of leaning Boston there, actually. Kyle Lowry is ruled out for game 1. Marcus Smart is questionable. Honestly, I think that the Heat are probably a little bit better right now with Kyle Lowry not playing simply because he has been injured. A scary injury last night for Astros starting pitcher Jake Odorizzi, removed from the game on a stretcher. Looked like his leg just buckled as he headed over to cover first base. So we'll update you on that as soon as we have, a more clear prognosis for him. And the Vegas Golden Knights fire Peter DeBoer after failing to make the playoffs. George, was this a good or bad decision, do you think?
I think it's a good start. I think DeBoer did have to go. He made some interesting decisions during the year, but Kelly McCrimmon, the GM, he probably needs to go more. All right, he's the one who really put them in cap hell. Listen, I understand Jack Eichel is a great player and you got it, but as soon as you did that, you put your team in cap hell. You did not prepare for when he would be ready to come off IR and how you get him under the cap and fit everybody under the cap on that team, right? It was a trying season for Vegas, but no excuses not to make the playoffs. I think they had to clean house. I thought they made a mistake years ago when they fired Gerard Gallant. You know, and they put up, brought in DeBoer. That was a strange move when they did that there. And it seems to be, hey, you make some strange moves. Now, you know, you're reaping the non-benefits of these moves here. I think DeBoer was a start here. I don't think they're going to fire McCrimmon, but this is his last head coach that he gets to hire. You know, this guy fails again, McCrimmon will be gone. But I think they should have house cleaned here. Both guys should have been gone, start from new.
Yeah. So your New York Yankees are in first place, not just in the AL East, but in the American League as a whole. And in fact, they have the most wins in baseball, George. So we have not done a show together after, I believe it was an 11-game winning streak that the New York Yankees had. So how are you feeling about your New York Yankees sitting atop the American League East right now?
You know, I was talking to Gabe Morenci last night, and the Yankees remind me right now of the team they used to be 3 years ago. And this is how a team played for a while. They beat everybody. They did not beat them because they played better. They beat them because they are better. You watch the Yankees, and they make a lot of mistakes. I mean, we're joking about Gallo dropping a fly ball last night. Mistake, shouldn't happen. Stanton hits a double to a triangle in Camden Yards. It's still weird to say that they have a triangle in Camden Yards, but that's why he hits a double to. He tries to extend it to a triple, and he's out by 40 feet. 40, and that's not a joke. I'm not exaggerating. He's out by 40 feet, maybe more. I mean, it was just weird. What are you doing here? You know, we saw Yankees make multiple mistakes over the weekend in Chicago, yet still beat them 3 out of 4. They're beating teams because they're better than them. Not because they necessarily play better, but they're better than them, and they're hitting home runs. All right, 2 more home runs last night. Trevino hits the 3-run shot. Donaldson, I believe his was a solo shot. And this is what they're built for. You know, they're staying healthy. No injuries for the Yankees right now. At least no major injuries for the Yankees right now. So that's key to them. We'll see what happens over the long season. And also, as pretty much everyone's bringing out, including me, the schedule has been, let's face it, other than the 3 series against Toronto, they haven't played anybody. All right, I understand. You look at the American League, there's maybe 5 good teams. Most teams are bad, so everyone's playing a bad schedule here. But the Yankees seem to have played an easier one than most. Their schedule picks up on May 26th. Once May 26th hits, then over the next month, they're playing the Rays, the Angels, the Twins, whatever you think about them. The Astros are in there as well. So their schedule will pick up then. Then we'll find out more about the Yankees.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the American League right now is rather weak. The Mariners, Rangers, and Athletics are all quite bad in the AL West. The AL Central features one good team, maybe. I mean, the White Sox right now are 500. The Guardians are not very good. The Royals and the Tigers are pathetic.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
The Red Sox, I mean, they spend all this money. Trevor Story, they bring, I mean, they're terrible. So that is kind of an interesting little dichotomy there. And then, of course, my Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim are pulling up second place pretty strong right now. Guys, we have a jam-packed show for you. We're going to take a look at MLB Daily Fantasy on DraftKings tonight. Then George and I are going to do a little bit of Would You Rather for NFL Best Ball. Then, of course, Fantasy or Reality. Don't go anywhere. Stay with George and I for the next hour. We're heading into break. See you back in a second. Stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I am Davis Maddock, and I am joined by George Kurtz. Here in this block, we are going to be taking a look at MLB Daily Fantasy on DraftKings tonight. And before we get into that, I do want to cover something that that I think is fairly interesting, George, which is we're seeing some runs scored in baseball. You know, it looked like the first month of the season, it looked like we were heading back to the dead ball era. And, you know, some of the players have said, oh, well, you know, the ball is inconsistent. Sometimes we get a good ball. Sometimes we get a bad ball. Sometimes the humidor is on. Sometimes the humidor is off. I mean, it could just be as simple as the weather is getting much warmer. I know that has had an impact in some of these games here in St. Louis. It was, you know, 95 degrees last week, and the ball was flying out of Busch Stadium. So what have you made of, you know, the run scoring environment in baseball this year?
Well, you know, they're screwing with the ball. I think we know they're screwing with the ball. The Mets players had an interesting conspiracy theory that, you know, they're only using live balls for nationally televised games. You know, like, oh, that's interesting because there's makes some sense there. You know, a nationally televised game where everyone's watching. Okay, you want the runs to be scored in those games, get the game popular, right? Other than that, they're using dead balls. You know, and the reason why they'd be using dead balls, by the way, would be to keep home runs down, which, by the way, is what players tend to get paid on nowadays, right? So that's your conspiracy theory there. I think it makes some sense here. Other than that, I mean, I'm hoping what you sort of has said at the end is right there. It's been a brutal April here in the Northeast, right? And up north, for that matter, as well here. It's been cold. It's been rainy. Now the weather's warming up. Generally, when the weather warms up, the ball is going to travel further. Right. I mean, any weather scientist will tell you that ball travels another 10, 15 feet. So we're hoping that means the weather's warming up, ball goes further, more home runs. Not that I'm looking for more home runs, Davis. I'm looking for more contact. And dead ball or live ball doesn't help that.
Yeah, I think you're right. So let's go ahead and get into it on DraftKings tonight. I think that one of the pitchers is going to be completely self-evident tonight. The two guys that I have lined up here for us are the, of course, Jameson Taillon from your New York Yankees. Not because I am a huge fan of Jameson Taillon. You know, I don't necessarily think that he is the most skilled starting pitcher tonight. He does go fairly deep into games. You know, he is likely to get 5 or 6 innings, get to about 85 pitches, but he has that great matchup against Baltimore. Baltimore, one of the highest strikeout teams in Major League Baseball, and they don't really have the power to punish you either. But Lucas Giolito's return from the COVID list has confused the DraftKings pricing algorithm because it was not clear if he was going to start today. So he is priced all the way down at 8,500. Now, it's not 100% confirmed that he is going to start tonight against the Kansas City Royals. It's the second part of a doubleheader between the White Sox and the Royals, but he is the likely starter He has been good to start the year, maybe not as great as he has been in years past, maybe because it's his first start coming off the IL. He only goes six innings or so, but sitting at 8,500, he just looks like the best starting pitcher available. What do you make of these two guys, George?
All right, when I looked at I have no problem with Talion. He's a guy I'm going with tonight as well. A little more expensive than I would have liked, but hey, he's playing Baltimore. They've pretty much fielded a minor league lineup last night. I know they might get Austin Hayes and Mateo back tonight. I don't know if that scares me all that much. And Talion's looked good this year, looked really good. Aaron Judge will be back in the lineup tonight for the Yankees as well here. I am not going with Giolito for a couple of reasons. One is that what you just mentioned. We're not positive he's going to start here. I just checked while you were talking. They haven't announced it either way yet. There's a chance he could go tomorrow. I think he is going to pitch tonight. That'd be my guess. Doubleheader, they'd like him to go. But it's certainly not written in stone here. But I've also heard that if he goes, maybe a shorter outing. Now, I mean, you may only get five innings out of him. I also am not a big fan of starting someone first start back off the IL, even though this is the COVID IL. So maybe that changes things a little bit. It's not an injury. He's not coming back from an elbow or a shoulder injury. He's coming back from COVID. But I don't know. Did that zap his strength? Zap his strength out? I don't know what he's going to be like tonight. So generally, I like to see someone start first. The guy I like tonight, if I'm going with a second starter, I like Jose Berrios against Seattle. You know, Seattle's not scoring Berrios. I think he's 7,900 offhand here. Save $600. I'm going to go Jose Berrios for the Blue Jays against Seattle here instead of Giolito. I don't hate the Giolito thing. Not at all. And I think on a normal night, I would love him, but that's why he's priced at $8,500 because you're taking some risk here. You know, so it is what it is. I'm going to alleviate some of my risk, though. I'm going to go with Jose Berrios.
Yep. All right, getting to our infielders, of course, the San Francisco Giants are going up against Chad Cole in Coors Field, so our lineup is full of left-handed guys from the San Francisco Giants. Chad Cole can't get left-handed batters out. It's getting warmer in Colorado. We know that the runs start to flow in Colorado in the summertime. We have Jonah Heim, switch hitting catcher, up against Reed Detmers. I'm thinking that we are going to see a fall to earth for Reed Detmers after the no-hitter last time out. I don't mind some of the right-handed guys from the Texas Rangers if Heim doesn't start. Any of their other catchers are fine there. Mitch Garver gets higher up in the lineup. Of course, Brandon Belt, Tommy La Stella, and Brandon Crawford. Those are our left-handed San Francisco Giants. La Stella batted eighth last night, but I wonder if he'll actually bat leadoff tonight. La Stella is kind of one of those funny guys where either he bats at the very bottom of the order, at the very top of the order, never in the middle of the order. But either way, I really like him. And then the Dodgers, the Dodgers just always have these great matchups, because they are, their team total is almost always five runs because their offense goes nine guys deep. Justin Turner gets a premium lineup spot there against Merrill Kelly. What are you making of these five guys, George?
Yeah, I'm going to leave the Giants and Rocky players, for that matter, out of this. You want to go with a Rocky stack or a Giant stack? Go for it. A Coors Field stack. No issue with that. Any of those players, I'll take them any day in Coors Field. The ball is traveling further there. So I'm going to leave those guys out. I'll say that's chalk for me. You want to put them in there? Go for it. No issue with anybody doing it. I'm not saying I wouldn't. But like I said, you're fine there. You can go with all you want here. Catcher, generally for me, I am not spending money. I'm just not. You know, because I want to save money for other positions here. I'm going to find the cheapest hitting catcher that won't make me throw up when I put him in my line. That's pretty much what I want to do with catcher. Almost always here. I need to save money somewhere. Catcher is going to be it. And at this point, it could be, Joey Bart. To go back with San Fran here. That's probably who I will go with in most lineups here. This has nothing to do with Colorado. This, once again, is just the cheapest catcher that won't make me throw up here. So I'll go with Joey Bart. You want to go spend a couple hundred dollars more with Grandal? Fine. Remember, it's catcher. Make sure they're in the lineup. They do sit more than other positions here. Always important in fantasy. Make sure your guy is actually, there. So I'll keep that in mind there. Other guys I like tonight, I'm going to take a little bit of a risk here. Telez from Milwaukee, I'm going to look for the home run here. He's actually more expensive than Freeman and Olsen, which to me is nuts. Olsen hasn't done that much, but I might take a shot on Telez here. From Milwaukee, Luis Urias. Ozzie Albies hasn't done much. I could tell Marte against Anderson, maybe. DJ LeMahieu, if you go with him with the Yankees, you're really looking for singles more than anything else there. Over at third base, if you're not going to go McMahon, I have Turner as my guy as well, so you and I are on par here. I also like Anthony Rendon tonight. You want to save some money. Chapman also. Look for the home run. Hit the home run last night, though. What are the odds of him hitting another one back-to-back games here? If a guy hits the home run the night before, I know home runs come in bunches, but generally I don't go for it. Correa likely coming off the IL tonight. Not taking a player first game off IL there either. I'll pass on Correa.
And then real quick, our outfielders here. Jock Peterson, lefty in Coors. Connor Joe, lefty in Coors. And look, Joey Gallo, 3,200. It's hard for me to not play Joey Gallo, honestly, at these prices. The Yankees have a healthy team total against Spencer Watkins. Of course, we actually famously know that Yankees hitters just like make their money against the Baltimore Orioles. Gleyber Torres, the Gleyber Torres 2019 season, where like 70% of his home runs came in like 18 games against the Baltimore Orioles. And I know Gallo misplayed one in the field yesterday, but I'm not thinking that he is going to get benched. Jock probably.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Probably the just at 3,900, and of course he is going to be very chalky, but he is probably my stone cold favorite play of the day. We're going to go ahead and run into break here real quick on Fantasy Sports Today. That was our look at MLB DFS tonight on DraftKings. When we return, we are going to take a look at some guys in NFL best ball footballs, play some Would You Rather. We're going to go ahead and go into break here real quick on FST. See you back in just a few moments.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined by George Kurtz. Craig Mish taking the morning off. We'll be back with you guys on Newswire a little bit later in the afternoon. The NFL draft is wrapped up. Rookie mini camps are happening right now. Then we're going to get a couple week break. Organized team activities are going to start. Training camp is going to start. We're going to have everyone reporting greatest shape of his life, which means that it is best ball fantasy football season. $500,000 to first place on the FFPC, $2 million to first place on underdog fantasy, $200,000 to first place on drafters. Just lots of ways to win money playing best ball fantasy football. George, I have been in these streets. I have been drafting. My guess is they don't have their hooks in you quite yet. My guess would be you have not gotten into a draft yet, but that it will be coming soon.
Correct. One of my dynasty leagues, I just checked now during the break. I'm like, when is this a rookie draft to happen? Usually we do it almost immediately after the draft. I didn't see a date there, so I'm wondering when that starts here. And then we'll have some early leagues drafting now, late May, early June is when it starts before it gets really in earnest once training camp hits in August.
Yeah. So we are going to do a little bit of Would You Rather, looking at some of the guys right now who are fairly close in average draft position. Our first one is Brandon Ayuk, who is probably the second wide receiver, but third in line to get targets for the San Francisco 49ers when you include George Kittle. Or DeAndre Hopkins, who is suspended due to a PED suspension for the first 6 games of the season. I suppose it is worth noting that DeAndre Hopkins is appealing this suspension. Brandon Ayuk goes right around the 6th round. Same for DeAndre Hopkins, kind of that wide receiver 30 to 35 range. So, George, which one of these two guys would you prefer?
Tough call here because we don't know who the quarterback's going to be for San Fran either, right? Is it going to be Trey Lance? Is it going to be Garoppolo staying there? That's a double issue here. I can eat the Hopkins 6 games, you know, and hope he comes back to being the player that we all expect him to be here. Because it's really, okay, you have Hopkins and a lesser wide receiver to cover for the 6 games. You get Hopkins back for your playoff run, for your playoffs. So I would probably take Hopkins here because I just don't know about Ayuk, and I don't know what he's going to be like. I think Lance is going to have to get some run here. I don't know if Lance can throw the football. No idea here. So for me, I'm going to take Hopkins. See, I'll go with Hopkins or whatever receiver I replace him with for those 6 weeks over Ayuk.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I think that the chance that Deebo Samuel gets traded actually makes me slide this towards Brandon Ayuk. You know, if Deebo Samuel gets traded to the Jets, just wherever, right? Whatever team decides to pony up the future first. Because remember, this was a big story a month ago around the time of the NFL draft. Deebo Samuel said, I'm not playing. I am not playing for the San Francisco 49ers. And the 49ers, you know, for their part, said, we don't want to trade him, which I think obviously they should not want to trade Deebo Samuel. He is, I think, probably their best player and is going to make the life of Trey Lance a lot easier if they do, in fact, decide to start Trey Lance. I mean, every day that Jimmy Garoppolo remains on the team, the chance that Jimmy Garoppolo is the starter is fairly high. But yeah, I'm taking Ayuk here. I think that Ayuk is extremely good. So I'm going to go there because, you know, there's also a chance that Hopkins entering into his age 30 season just doesn't really have the juice anymore, right? Like there's a real chance that, you know, Rondale Moore, Hollywood Brown, I mean, even AJ Green was pretty good for them on the perimeter last season, Zach Ertz in the middlefield. So I'm going Ayuk. Our next one here, pretty interesting because these are two guys who are not super close in ADP. Russell Gage goes right around in the 11th to 12th round. He's like the wide receiver 50 off the board. Kendrick Bourne fairly later, you know, wide receiver 65, wide receiver 70. But who really knows what to make of the Patriots wide receiver? You know, Jacoby Myers has led them in targets the last 2 seasons. They trade the 3rd round pick for Devontae Parker. They spend a 2nd round pick on Tyquan Thornton. Of course, they paid Hunter Henry, Nelson Agholor, and Jonnu Smith all that money. But Russell Gage, you know, the Buccaneers, I think, remain in the market for a veteran wide receiver. Julio Jones could sign there. Odell Beckham could sign there. So what are we making of Russell Gage or Kendrick Bourne at their ADPs, George?
Well, this one's interesting, right? Let's start. I'm a Gage guy. I believe in Gage. But, you know, going with somebody who changes teams can be a little risky here. Right, what's he going to do with Tampa Bay? Plus, his role is – what's his role from week one can be different from his role in week 6. And what I mean by that is I don't know if Godwin will be ready by week 1 coming off the ACL injury, right? So Gage could be the number 2. I like him a whole lot then. You know, but once Godwin comes back, then, you know, someone's got to go to the slot there, you know, and not be the outside wide receiver. Is Brady going to have trust in him? What if Gage drops a ball or two in game 1 and Brady says, oh, screw it, I'm not throwing to you ever again? You know, he's got a whole stable of wide receivers there. Johnson, Perriman, Grayson, Miller. And as you said, they could easily bring in Julio Jones or Odell Beckham, although Beckham's got the same problem with the ACL also, which could keep him out longer since he suffered it later. So I'm still going with Gage here over Bourne because, listen, there's so many questions. I don't know if I trust Mac Jones either here. They bring in Devontae Parker. You got Jacoby Myers, Nelson Agholor. I don't want him to have any competition in a Patriots offense that's not going to throw the ball a ton. They're just not. So give me Gage here. I think this is pretty easy for me. I'm going Gage. I think there's some upside here. There's some worry, of course. I mean, we're talking about wide receiver 4s, wide receiver 5s here. Of course, there's worry. But I'm going to go with Gage here. I said I'm a Gage guy.
Yeah, I am not a Gage guy. I would definitely prefer him straight up. Like if you said you can have Russell Gage or Kendrick Bourne, one or the other, I would prefer Gage. But I'm not really drafting Russell Gage at his ADP. For example, 2 guys that I like over him that go right around him, Chase Claypool for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Rondale Moore for the aforementioned Arizona Cardinals. I prefer both of those guys quite a bit to Russell Gage. You know, I am assuming that Rob Gronkowski re-signs with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And if he does do that, then I think Russell Gage is at, I think he'll be 5th in line for targets if we're including Fournette. So I don't love that role for him. The Patriots pass catchers, I'm throwing my hands up. I have no idea what to do. They have 5 wide receivers who are going to get snaps. And by the way, N'Keal Harry is still on the team, and you might laugh, but Harry was an important part of their offense last year because he is like, he's made himself this great run blocker. And of course, Bill Belichick loves a wide receiver who can run block. And then they have the 2 tight ends. It's a mess. I don't really want any Patriots wide receivers. And I don't think they're going to throw enough to make me regret that decision. either. So our final one here, this one is fascinating to me. Two guys I really like. Laviska Shenault Jr., who is the fourth wide receiver for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Donovan Peoples-Jones, who is either the second or third wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns. You know, Laviska is really only good in the slot, but they just paid Christian Kirk $21 million a year to be their slot wide receiver. Donovan Peoples-Jones was the lone deep threat on the Browns last season. They draft David Bell. They trade for Amari Cooper, but Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry are gone. Austin Hooper is gone, so maybe they play more one tight end stuff instead of two tight end stuff. I think, and I kind of like both of these guys, but which one do you prefer, George?
I like both as well. You, as you well know, you picked two guys with so many question marks, right? Look, I'm a Shenault guy. You know, and once again, I was probably one of my bigger disappointments last year. I know I had him on a bunch of teams expecting certainly better numbers, if not bigger numbers than what he put up there. They just didn't use him or whatever. That was a disaster in Jacksonville. So how does this season work out? Are they going to throw the ball? And if they do throw the ball, you said they have other receivers now. I say other receivers. I don't know if these receivers are better than what he is. I haven't liked the what they've done at all. You know, that contract they gave Christian Kirk started all this, this, you know, dominoes, all these other receivers wanting major, major money. Christian Kirk's making how much? We got to pass that, and here we go here. Zay Jones, Marvin Jones is still there. When it comes to Peoples-Jones, of course, we're going to talk about, well, is Deshaun Watson going to play week one, week four, eight, 12, 2023, ever again? When's he playing? You know, so it's a tough question to ask because I'm not going to like DPJ at all if it's, you know, Jacoby Brissett. It's not going to be Baker Mayfield, okay? Mayfield will be gone before training camp starts. They'll have to release him at the very least. So it'll be Jacoby Brissett here. And I won't be that big on DPJ if it's going to be if he's going to be Brissett's going to be behind the center there. So that's a big concern for me. I'm going to go back to Shenault. I don't love this at all because I think, you know, probably if things work out well and Deshaun Watson only gets four games, Peoples-Jones is going to have the better season. All right, Amari Cooper will be the number one there, so he's not going to see number one, you know, cornerbacks won't see that much. Maybe the safety's not even over the top there. With the run game there with Chubb and Hunt, the safety has to come closer to a line of scrimmage. They can't afford to play those two deep zones and let Chubb and Hunt eat all that yardage up here. So I want to say Peoples-Jones, I really do, but with the quarterback situation, I don't know how many games Watson's going to get. It forces me to go Shenault.
Yeah, I'm going to take Shenault here too, because there are a couple different ways I think it can work out for him. One would be Christian Kirk. They just decide to play Christian Kirk on the outside because, you know, Marvin Jones just is not able to get it done. Marvin Jones is going to be entering into his age 31 season. Or they decide to play Laviska Shenault on the outside, and Shenault, you know, he could lose a little bit of weight, work on his quick twitch stuff. Because he played a lot last year, but he is just not effective on the outside. They were playing, you know, all kinds of crazy guys in the slot. Tavon Austin was playing for them in the slot last season. You know, and I guess another big impediment for him would be Evan Ingram as well. The team signed Evan Ingram to a one-year, $10 million deal, but they also like Dan Arnold. Remember, they traded the third-round pick for Dan Arnold last season. So if they play a lot of two tight end stuff, Laviska is going to have a hard time getting looks, I think. So maybe I talked myself out of it. I think the issue with Donovan Peoples-Jones is he might kind of be one of those guys who is more valuable to his NFL team than for fantasy football because he's the deep threat guy, but he doesn't get targeted all that often. And then, of course, you know, who knows how many games Deshaun Watson is going to play this season. That's going to wrap up.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Our NFL best ball fantasy football discussion here on the show. We are going to run to break real quick here on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid TV. When we return, George and I will be tacking fantasy or reality on the show today. So don't go anywhere. Don't touch the dial. Stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined by George Kurtz. Before we get into fantasy reality, I need to remind everyone to please be following at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV on Twitter. By the way, an added bonus, if you download Twitter and follow at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV, if you tag at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV, you can ask us a question for Fantasy Reality. So you're going to show up here in the final 14 minutes of this show. We'll ask your question, ask and answer. That's what we do. You're also going to get all the best injury news, notes, highlights, updates, analysis, all of that good stuff, all the great programming here on the network. George, before we get to Fantasy Reality, I got to ask you, these NBA playoffs, they've been pretty freaking good. We got multiple game sevens. We got some great players going head-to-head. Has the basketball been good enough to get you to tune in? Have we gotten to that stage yet?
Have you seen the hockey playoffs? There were five game sevens over the weekend. Five! Hockey all day. No, it's been on a couple of times. I couldn't tell you who was playing, just watching the game. I guess during dead times or whatever, but no, not to purposely watch. I have not watched any NBA.
Well, there we go. I gotta be honest. I'm not watching the NHL either tonight. I will be tuned in at 8:30 PM Central Time for game one of the St. Louis Blues and the Colorado Avalanche. So I am looking forward to that. And, I will report back tomorrow on how that goes. So let's go ahead now and get into a little game we like to call Fantasy or Reality. All right, so Fantasy or Reality, we're going to go ahead and begin with something I don't know if you saw. Celebrity first pitches are always sort of interesting. 50 Cent had an awful, awful one for the New York Mets. By the way, I just want this on the record. I have thrown out the first pitch at a Kansas City Royals game, and I absolutely drilled a strike. Now, it went about 38 miles an hour, but I want it on the record that I did throw a strike when I threw out the first pitch. So if you did not see this, Steve Aoki, horrible pants, but maybe even the worst first pitch. So Fantasy Reality, Steve Aoki had the worst first pitch ever.
I mean, they always tell you when you throw out the first pitch. You throw a strike, that's great. Just reach the plate. All right, that's what fantasy is. Just reach the plate. Don't spike the ball into the ground. Don't do a bowling ball, a holy roll or anything like that. Just at least reach the plate. So, well, he reached the plate. All right, he overreached it, right? I have no idea who Stevie Aoki is. By the way, I did see the pitch, but I have no idea what he's famous for. Apparently not in my realm of things I watch or pay attention to. So, no, I don't think it's the worst ever. I think it was more comical than anything else. I think 50 Cent was worse, what he did. He did spike the ball. I've seen first pitch games in Japan where a gymnast may throw it out, and they have no idea what they're doing. It doesn't even pass the mound, right? I've seen that plenty of times. So, no, I don't think it was the worst. Not as far, comical, that might be a different story here. But as far as the worst, I don't even know if it'd be top 10 for me. Like I said, it was bad, but not as far as I've got to go, what are you doing? Did you practice at all? That sort of thing. I mean, if I'm doing this, I play baseball in my life still. I'm in the runway. I'm practicing. I'm warming up. There's no way I'm going out there cold because I don't want to be embarrassed. And at least he just, whatever. I don't know if he did it on purpose or maybe as well here. But seeing these guys spike the ball into the ground, they can't throw the ball 2 feet. It's like, what are you doing? Why do you even say yes to this? And if that's all you get, boom, the ball goes, come on. That's terrible.
100%. I don't think this was the worst one ever. But the thing you are most right about is you have to practice and you have to warm up. So when I did it, I did it for a Royals game. I think it was in May of 2016. There, if you search my Twitter, you can find the video of it. But I did warm up before, and they actually let my buddy come out and catch it for me. So we were just back in the tunnels playing catch, and then we, you know, I went to 50 feet and threw a couple again. Did not throw very hard, but yeah, the warm up is key, because if you go out there cold, you're gonna have a little bit of nerves. You haven't even thought about the mechanics, so you're just like, well, I'm just gonna toss the ball. And you know, the big problem is so many of these people who throw out the first pitch, they're not athletic. Like, they're not athletic to begin with. So that, like, I remember Dr. Fauci's was horrible. Lots of musicians have done awful, awful first pitches. But the politicians who do it at the Washington Nationals game, those are generally the worst ones, where it's like they can't even get the ball to home plate. It is a total mess. So I'm saying fantasy as well. I have definitely seen worse. So moving on now. I think this is rather interesting. So Tiger Woods has confirmed he is playing the PGA Championship in Tulsa this week. So fantasy or reality, Tiger Woods is the biggest attraction in sports, George.
This is interesting, right? Because tend to be the attraction in sports, you're probably looking at an individual sport. Golf, tennis, I'm not going to go anything further than that. I guess car racing could be up here as well. Right, as far as going to see that, and auto racing is, as far as spectator sports, I think the biggest one. You know, I can see soccer being up here as well if you want to go see a certain soccer player. With Tiger Woods, I'm going to go with this because we've been following this guy's career, this guy's life for like 20 years, maybe more than 20 years now, whatever he's been around for. I mean, everything about him is scrutinized. And, you know, when's he going to come back? Is he that player anymore? You know, I think we want him to be good. You know, and golf is such it's all individual sports, right? It's all you do. It's all about you and what you can do. So we scrutinize everything he does here. So I'm going to say, yeah, this is reality. I think he is the biggest attraction in sports. Now, I know people are going to make arguments for other players. I don't think a team sport guy, I certainly don't think any baseball player can make it. What's the complaint we always make about baseball? That they don't market their players well enough, right? So no one's, you can't say Mike Trout or Aaron Judge or whoever it might be. So I don't think so. Football, is it Tom Brady? You know, Aaron Rodgers, once again, I can see the argument. Basketball, LeBron James. Now, once again, they are going more individual there. I think LeBron James would be close. And I think if this was 5-10 years ago, where LeBron James was really LeBron James, I think this is a better argument here. Michael Jordan in his heyday? Absolutely. I think we can make this argument. Nowadays, there's not that one basketball player that's God. You know, LeBron James at the end of his career here, so I don't think I can quite go there. So I'm going to say this is reality, Davis.
Yeah, so it's probably reality in the United States in terms of getting people out to play, but it's definitely not a reality with all over the world, because the biggest draw in the entire world is Cristiano Ronaldo or Lionel Messi. So the way the Champions League works is that, these teams from big countries in Europe oftentimes get matched up with, you know, teams from Norway, teams from Finland, teams from the Czech Republic, et cetera, et cetera. And if Lionel Messi's team or Cristiano Ronaldo's team, Paris Saint-Germain, Manchester United, that will revitalize the town. Not only will it, you know, be a big impact on the team that they are playing financially, but those guys are such industries in and of themselves that getting a game against Cristiano Ronaldo or Lionel Messi will bring like literal millions of dollars to the city. You know, the hotels will be sold out for a week beforehand and a week after, and all the restaurants are going to get a huge boon, and the team itself, which, you know, employs lots of people inside of that city, is going to get, you know, going to get massively financially rewarded. And that's kind of topical, because it was just reported today that Lionel Messi is buying 30% of a team in the MLS, and that is going to be playing here instead of Europe in 2023. And we're going to see that happen, right? So when Lionel Messi's team comes to play New York City FC or Red Bull in New York, George, you're not going to be able to get one of those tickets. Those tickets are going to be six times as expensive as the average MLS game. So we're going to see that impact heading to the United States. So I think overall, this is a fantasy. Our final one here, graduating college before you can legally drink stinks. This is coming from an article from People magazine, where a 19-year-old Texas student becomes the nation's youngest Black law school graduate. But of course, you know, we had to go in the direction of, if you don't get to drink in college, then what's the point? So fantasy or reality, George, graduating college before you can legally drink stinks.
Now, those who know me know I don't drink. All right. I've never had a voluntary sip of alcohol. I'm that guy, even at weddings. I'll toast it, but I'm not drinking the champagne or anything else. Sure. Back when I was younger, you know, you'd have friends pouring something in my, a beer in my Coke to get me to take a sip or whatever like that. But I don't drink. That being said, I don't think when you're 18 years old, you can be drafted to go to war, but you can't have a beer. That doesn't make much sense to me. Doesn't make much sense to me. So yeah, it does stink to me. Once again, graduating college, you could be older than 18, right? In this case, 19. You know, it could be a 20-year-old, of course, if he's graduating ahead. So yeah, I think it does stink. I do. Once again, if you can be drafted to go to war at 18, then you should probably be allowed to drink at 18. You know, just the way I feel about it. I think it's sort of oxymoronic. If you can't have a drink, then you shouldn't be able to go to the war either. You know, I know we don't do a draft anymore, but we did back in Vietnam and such like that. So that's my feelings on that. I said, I don't drink. I'm not a crusader against drinking. I don't do it for, my father was an alcoholic and I don't like the taste. I never liked the taste. It's really the bottom line here. I have no problem with those who do. My wife has a wine fridge here and loves her wine. We call it our happy drink at night. So good for her and good for anybody else. I'll gladly drive you home. You know, and you'll get home safe, but I just choose not to participate. But in this case, I think it does stink. So I think this is yes, I think this does stink. It's a reality.
So I think the thing that would actually stink would be if you can't get into bars. I mean, drinking, whatever. Lots of people enjoy it in college, whatever. But the part that actually matters, the memories that you're actually going to create is the social times in college. So assuming that you have a way to get into the bars at your college, that is what would stink, is if you could not get into the bars, if you couldn't go with your friends, if you couldn't go hang out, that would be the part that would actually suck. Like I went to K-State, big college, huge bar district, et cetera, et cetera. And the stuff that I remember is going to the bars and hanging out. Drinking is like totally whatever. I mean, you and I are the teetotalers here on the network, so maybe we're not the right people to provide the perspective. But yeah, that is look, I mean, this is probably going to be, by the way, something that's like not possible 10 years from now. But fake IDs were really easy to get where I went to college, and I assume they're still not that hard to get. But it's going to be harder and harder. And then eventually, it's just going to be like a document you have on your phone. You're just going to have an ID card on your phone. And there's not going to be a way to fake that because it's all going to be done in a centralized database. So, George, the time of fake IDs for the kids, I think, is coming to a close. So take advantage of it now out there, kids.
Well, you're right. They are going to have everything centralized. Everything's going to be on your phone. And your whole life, there won't be money anymore. It will be some kind of credit that goes on your phone. Which is probably a good thing in some ways. The fake IDs, I don't know. I assume it's pretty easy as well here. I know my niece has talked about it before she was 21 now that she had one. I think she just stole her sister's for what it's worth. And they don't even look alike. These guys even checking, by the way. Oh, yeah, go. That sort of thing. So it is what it is. But like I said, in this case, I may not drink, but I have no problem with those who do. And not being able to drink before you can go out and fight a battle seems kind of silly to me. Go out and enjoy.
It's just one of those things that the United States, we do things because we've always done them that way. But yeah, no one else in the world does things the way we do. Guys, we are going to go ahead and wrap up the show here in a few minutes. We're going to get out of
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Fantasy reality. We're going to return in just a few moments with the Sports Grid 60. So stay tuned for that. Stay on the grid, George, and I'll be back in a few moments.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. As always, George and I are going to close out the show with a little something that we like to call the Sports Grid 60.
You know, I look throughout the baseball standings, checking them out. There are, you know, we talked about it a little early in the show. There are so many bad teams in baseball. You look at the American League, there are only six teams above 500. Yankees, Rays, Jays. The Jays are only two games above. Twins, Astros, Angels. That's it. Everybody else is below 500 or at 500. The White Sox are right at 500. Not good for the game to have so many bad teams. And by the way, teams like Minnesota and the Angels, they're not great teams. They're just, you know, playing better than what we thought. They're above 500. They're not great teams. So it's not good for the game. The National League is almost the same, right? What do we got here? Three. We got six teams again and one team at 500 in the National League. So you got 12 teams in baseball that are better than 500, two at 500, 16 below. Not good for the game. We had this long lockout and nothing was fixed. Nothing was fixed. There should have been some kind of salary cap floor to force these teams to pay some money to get to at least try and compete. Not good for the game at all.
Yeah, there does need to be a change of the incentive structure, because what's going to happen is one of these tanking teams is going to win 73 games by accident, and that's going to be good for the second wild card, and that is total egg on the face of Major League Baseball. My Sports Grid 60 today, it's about the Phoenix Suns, who I think, you know, you would not imagine that a team that just made the finals and the conference semifinals would have to be making decisions, but this team's got to make some decisions. They have to pay DeAndre Ayton. They got to pay Cameron Johnson. Chris Paul is owed what I think we would call a truckload of money. If I was running the Suns, Ayton's gone. Chris Paul is gone. We're making our team around Mikal Bridges, Cameron Johnson, Devin Booker, and working out from there. I don't think that's what they'll do, but that's what I think they should do. Thank you to George. Thank you to Brett. Thank you to everyone from LTN. We're going to get out of here for today. Everyone, stay tuned. Stay on the grid. We'll see you back tomorrow.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.